Fighters, today I'm going to share how you could get new customers for your new contracting business consistently so you ain't broke AF like most new businesses are. Let's go.
At the Contractor Fight, our goal is to change the contracting industry for the better, and we know that the best way to do that is by educating one contractor at a time. It's why we put out so much valuable free content on our YouTube channel, podcast, and in our free Facebook group. Today, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook, where our 11,000-strong contractor community is working to build better businesses and charge what they're worth. You'll find a place to connect with other contractors, share tips and ideas, and enjoy free live training and Q&As with myself and other Fight coaches. Join us by visiting thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and help us with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Oh, and hey, if you are already a member of the group, I challenge you to invite another contractor friend to join us. Send them the link, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, or invite them in Facebook. Super appreciate you guys. I'm out.
All right, listen, this is going to be down and dirty, my friends. I'm going to give you a real quick, simple way for you to get customers for your new business. If you start from day one with this simple concept, you will build good habits. You will build a decent marketing plan that you can implement. And it's simply this. I call it the 3x3. All right. And there is the pre-job, there is the during job, and there is the post-job. Okay. Those are three. And then you're going to have three things in each category. So before you get the job, what are three things that you can do to get eyeballs on your business? It might be some direct mail. It might be door knocking. It might be creating content. It might be doing social media, going out and prospecting. All right. Introducing yourself, handing out cards, joining associations. There's a gazillion things that you can do. But guys, just think of it this way. I got to get customers. I got to get eyeballs, number one, and have three main activities that you can do, whether you pay for those things or they're just, you know, your own time and effort. All right. Then during the project, now you've got the job, how can I market my business while I'm doing the project? And some of you are like, well, what the hell are you talking about? You already got the job. Why do you got to do more marketing? All right. I want you to think of three tactics that you can implement. One of them might be talking about different services that you offer. Hey, did you know that we also paint exteriors and not just interiors? Or hey, did you know that we also fix drywall or we hang Christmas lights? All right, just having those conversations. That's a during the job marketing tactic, is to have these conversations, the did you know conversations. Another idea might be a neighborhood domination plan. I'm a one for one guy. All right, I want for every one house I do in a neighborhood, I want to get another house in that neighborhood. If I'm doing 10 houses a year in this neighborhood, I should be picking up another 10 clients a year in that neighborhood. All right. You do that by knocking doors. Maybe you're working outside, you're cutting a bunch of stone as a landscaper and dust is blowing all over, and the immediate neighbors get a knock on the door from you and you hand them a gift certificate or a gift card to the high-end car wash down the street. You know, just saying, hey, sorry, if you have any vehicles that are shitty, you know, because of the dust over here, I just want to clean your car for you. All right. There's so many things that you could do while you're on the job to pick up more clients right there. Third thing is post-job marketing tactics. So we got pre-job, during job, post-job. Post-job stuff would be like putting them on your email list in your database. And every week they're hearing from you. You're sending them tips. You know, I've known contractors that have sent direct mail pieces once a month to all their past customers. And it's adding value. It's like a mini newsletter, but you're teaching them some things. You're educating them. Same things you might do online, but they do it at a hard physical copy, because it gets more attention and it's sticky. It sits around the house. In fact, in the Contractor Fight, we do a quarterly snail mail physical little newsletter that we send out, because somebody sees it, they don't read it right away. They throw it in the bathroom in the little basket next to the toilet, and we're taking a dump. They're flipping through the thing and they're looking at your brand, okay? Warranty calls is a post-job marketing activity. UITs, where we reach out to past customers and check in on them and see how they're doing. Guys, you see all this works together. You're hitting them before they know you. You're hitting them while you're doing the job. And then you're staying in touch, staying on their radar long after the project is done. This increases referrals, repeat business, and lowers your cost per lead, raises your profits, and a bunch of good stuff. So if you are a new business and you want more help with stuff like this, go to thecontractorfight.com/foundations. And we have a great video training there all about how to get your mindset right around money, knowing what to charge, what things really cost you, how to have those conversations so that you could be well equipped to price your work and make some real money from day one as a contractor. Appreciate you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.